WMFO Digital Clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Don't you even think about giving me a reason to quit now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up, probably in around about 45 minutes, hard to really tell. Let's just call it the 11:45 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. On that note, I want to point out at the top of the show here that next week, yes, 1 week from tonight, it is the radio obituary retrospective, which means it's your favorite time of year because our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's come to poll you. Find out which radio obituaries from the past radio obituary year you would like to hear retrospected next week in the radio obituary retrospective. How are you ever going to take that poll? Well, you're going to go to the little old internet and go to bit.ly/2021.
cheese, cause chewing keeps him cheeky. Big Fat Fred thicks fur to his head, cause he thinks fur makes him freaky. Benjamin Bland and his mural band blow the blues bi-weekly. How many pies can a porpoise poise on purposes she pleases? Got up at 8, it was 2:30. I said to myself, well, how do you do? I gotta get on, so I soon got off. Stuck a clean shirt on and had a good cough. Back at the boozer, a bloke I knew said he knew a secret no one knew. He pinched some snuff and he sniffed and sighed, so I pinched his snout and he replied, cannibal cheese, chew camembert cheese, cause chewing keeps him cheeky. Big Fat Fred fixed fur to his head, cause he thinks fur makes him freaky. Benjamin Bland and his new old band blow the blues bi-weekly. How many pies can a porpoise poise on purpose if she pleases?
Thank you. I went to the dentist last week, and they of course have a whole protocol now. You text them when you get there, and they come and let you in, and we're all wearing masks. It was the hygienist and the receptionist, and they took my temperature and had me use hand sanitizer. Then they had me pick up each foot, and they sprayed the bottom of my shoes. I asked what that was for, and the hygienist said it was in case there was someone with COVID who was walking by and had spit on the sidewalk and I stepped on it, then I'd bring it in and it could stay alive on the carpet. I said, ah, the COVID spitters. Weren't they a punk band? She may have smiled, but of course I couldn't tell because of the mask, but it did seem as though the joke fell flat. At the end of my teeth cleaning, she did a flossing, and I must say, I liked it in the same way I liked how a shoe salesman would tie my shoe when I was trying them on when I was a kid. It was just somehow better than whatever I did for myself. They'd tie it real professionally. She reminded me to be sure and floss behind each of the back teeth, and I said, yes, I do. But one time, when I was told that by another hygienist, I said, who would not floss behind those back teeth? They're the easiest ones to do. It's like the free space in bingo. I think I lost her with that comparison I made, and this time I was going to reference non-flossing punks so it would nicely bookend my visit to the dentist office, but realized I didn't have the right audience.
Jimmy Bean was a funny looking fella if he had another mouth, but a different smell of a device queered him from winning a beauty show. It was like a steamboat funnel or a railway arch or the Blackpool Tunnel. When you can't see Jim, when he opens his mouth, you'll know. And as poor Jim goes walking about, you can hear the kids all hollering at.
What?
What? What a mouth, what a mouth, what a north and south. Blimey, what a mouth he's got. Now when he was a baby, we'll all go lover, with his poor old mother used to feed him with a shovel. What a gap, poor chap. He's never been known to laugh.
Hey.
If he did, it's a penny to a grit that his face would fall in half. Mouth so large, oh Lord, oh lummy, he can whisper in his own ear. Ain't it funny? And to quench his thirst, now he's got to take a drink, oh my. He got so drunk one foggy morn, he laid in the road and started to yawn. And a poor old man was delivering coals close by. And as he went to shoot the load, he saw Jim's mouth out in the road.
What?
Yes. What a mouth, what a mouth, what an north and south. Blimey, what a mouth he's got. Now the poor old man, being a short-sighted fella, when he saw Jim's mouth, he took it for the cellar and he shot the lot right into his mouth, no joke.
Hey!
Jim, poor soul's got a tummy full of coal and he coughs up lumps of coke.
Hey!
Blimey, I thought it was all over. Oh, yes. What a mouth, what a mouth, what an orphan south. Blimey, what a mouth he's got. Now the poor old man, being a short-sighted fella, when he saw Jim's mouth, he took it for the cellar and he shot the lot right into his mouth, no joke.
Hey.
Jim, poor soul's got a tummy full of coal and he coughs up lumps of coke.
Oi!
Thank you.
Anybody here like to buy good cabbage? Jump all ahead. Gave some to the jailer who turned the key on me. When I got through feeding him, he said, "Girl, you're free." Anybody here wanna try my cabbage? Jump step this way.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was somewhere around 30 minutes, and we got a few more minutes to go before we get into the radio obituaries tonight. Don't forget, this is your time to shine, as you take Freddie's poll. To find out which of the radio obituaries from the past year you would like to hear retrospected next week, please, 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 while you're sitting around listening to the show, why don't you do that? Go on over to bit.ly/2021obits with a capital O. And take the poll. Just take the poll. It's really quite enjoyable. It's chunked up into, well, not little bits, smaller bits that you may be able to consume in an easier way than just going through all 523 radio obituaries at once. So let's see how that works for you. It worked okay for me, but hey, you know, I don't get to take the poll. All right, back to the silliness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Butterflies don't bite, lightning bugs don't sting, caterpillars never hurt a thing. Caterpillars never hurt a thing. I saw you last night in that place you sing. It hurt to see your hand without my ring. See your hand without my ring. We ran away together. We sailed into the sun. We hit some stormy weather. Now we've come undone. We've come undone.
Our braces away, our teeth won't be bucked, our lips won't be. stuck. Our love won't be so tangled up.
We'll pretend that we're both Eskimos,
and we'll learn how to kiss with our nose, just to keep from crying when the braces on our teeth lock and we gotta be torn apart. Our braces away, our teeth won't be bucked, our lips won't get stuck, our love won't be so tangled up.
We'll pretend that we're both Eskimos,
and we'll learn how to kiss with our nose, just to keep from crying when the braces on our teeth lock, and we gotta be torn apart. Although it's gonna break my heart, tear us apart. Oh, how it hurts when they tear us apart.
Just to see her passing by, but baby has eyes for me only.
Yes, I am the luckiest guy.
Yes,
eat and sleep and talk and walk.
Yes, my baby is by my side.
I can laugh and sing, can't do anything,
'cause baby is my light and my guide. Yes, got a sweet tooth for my baby, and I love her more each day, 'cause baby just came and she told me our love is here to stay. Sleep.
Unless my baby is by my side.
Get up.
Unless my baby is by my side.
Get walk.
Unless my baby is by my side.
Get laugh.
Unless my baby is by my side.
Get sing.
Unless my baby is by my side.
Can't do anything.
Unless my baby is by my side.
'Cause baby is my guiding light. Yes, girl, sleep for my baby, and I love her more each day, 'cause my baby just came and she told me our love, our love, our love, our love, our love is here to stay.
Oh, the crocodile went to the dentist, and he sat down in the chair, and the dentist said, "Now tell me, sir, why does it hurt and where?" And the crocodile said, "I'll tell you the truth, I've a terrible, terrible ache on my tooth." And he opened his jaws so wide, so wide, the dentist, he climbed right inside. The dentist laughed, "Oh, isn't this fun," as he pulled the teeth out one by one. And the crocodile cried, "You're hurting me so, please put down your pliers and let me go." But the dentist just laughed with a ho, ho, ho. He said, "I still have 12 to go. Oops, that's the wrong one, I confess. But what's one crocodile tooth more or less?" And then suddenly the jaws went snap, and the dentist was gone, right off the map. And where he went, no one could guess. To north, to south, to east, to west, he left no forward ding again.
dress. But what's one dentist more or less?
They didn't make a smell, for that we should be blessed. Up jump the trousers, knickerbockers, in a twist. The dog is stuffed and stiff and dead, but I'm a ventriloquist. All of a blooming sudden, the wind began to growl. All of a blooming sudden, the ghost began to howl.
Say that dog
dead.
Some ask, why do you stay? Some ask, why don't you go? I got my answer and it's ready to roll. Got a good dentist. Got a good dentist, yeah. Can travel around this world, or the States in a van. I'm coming home, can't you see I'm your man? Got a good dentist. Got a good dentist, yeah. Say what you want about. Say what you will about that drill. No gas and no Novocaine. Extractions, they give me a thrill. Can travel around this world, the States in a van. I'm coming home, can't you see I'm your man? Got a good dentist.
Thank you.
You were still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up tonight's first portion of the program about my troubled mouth. No dentist appointment for me until 5 o'clock on Monday. Oh well. Luckily, I've got you, the listener, to keep me occupied in the meantime. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. But don't forget, next week, yes, 1 week from tonight, it will be the Radio Obituary Retrospective, where we get to have a good old-fashioned clip show based on the results of Freddie's poll. Freddie's poll can achieve great things as long as you are there to take it. So get yourself over to the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll over at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/2021obits, with a capital O. bit.ly/2021obits. Go there. Take the poll. Freddie and your director of minutia, Bob Cohen, they did great work getting that poll all ready for you to take tonight or as soon as possible. So do it while you're listening, but let us now turn our attention to tonight's radio obituaries. And we're going to start that off the way that we always do by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, Dave Frischberg. He was an American jazz pianist, vocalist, composer, and lyricist, with his works performed by so many other favorites of ours, including Blossom Dearie, Rosemary Clooney, Anita O'Day, and Mel Torme, just to name a few. Many of us first learned about him as children when he wrote the music and lyrics for I'm Just a Bill, the song about legislation in the ABC Schoolhouse Rock series. He also did Walkin' on Wall Street and 7:50 Once a Week, a song about saving money and balancing a budget. His career started way back in 1957 when he moved to New York City and played solo piano at the Duplex in Greenwich Village. He became known for his work with Carmen McRae, Ben Webster, Gene Krupa, and others. He was celebrated for writing and performing his own frequently humorous songs, including favorites like I'm Hip. He did the lyrics for that in collaboration with Bob Dureau, Blizzard of Lies, and his most famous tune, My Attorney Bernie. Dave Frischberg just passed away at 88. It's the initial radio obituary, starting with one of those tunes. You know I wouldn't pass this up, right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
Likes to pretend he's a hard to get next to guy.